The Civic Collection at the Customs House is a photographic exhibition that encapsulates the rich history of Sydney, documenting the changes in lifestyle and landscape over a span of 180 years through artworks, decorations, memorial objects and furnishings from libraries, city buildings, work depots and more. It is an insightful exploration of life in Sydney. And curator Margaret Betteridge joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Margaret. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Danny.
What is the Civic Collection at the House of Customs?
The Civic Collection is a really eclectic assemblage of items that has been collected by the City of Sydney since 1873 and records aspects of the history of Sydney and its people and its cultural heritage. So it's quite a diverse arrangement of objects, and we have a small exhibition at the moment at the back of Sydney Town Hall in a space near the one-stop shop where we have a selection of items on display.
Well, what are some of the notable items that you've got there on display from the Customs House collection?
Well, we have the very first milestone that was installed along the road to Parramatta. It measured 1 mile from the obelisk in Macquarie Place.
Oh.
And it was made by a convict stonemason called Edward Cullen. And it was located on the corner of Bathurst Street and George Street until it was damaged by a truck. And some good thinking people thought this is a historical object that should be rescued.
Yep.
So they did, and it's now in the Civic Collection. We have some official gifts that have been presented to the City of Sydney. One of the most interesting ones is a replica of a Japanese samurai armor, and it replicates the absolutely amazingly intricate way the armor was assembled using small pieces of bamboo that were laced together. Bamboos are particularly tough material, and it was used to protect the bodies of the samurai warriors. Another interesting object that we have is a recent commission that we have from Uncle Chicken Madden, who's an elder from Redfern, First Nations elder. And he has collected fallen stringy bark timber and created from that replicas of Aboriginal shields. And the ones that we commissioned are painted as Sydney shields, copied from a drawing that was done by a French expedition member, Charles Le Sœur, in the early 19th century. So it has a white ground and a red cross symbolising the flag of St. George, which obviously the colonists brought to Australia. But this drawing is in the historical record, and Uncle Chica has copied that and used that to make what we call now a Sydney shield. I think perhaps my most favourite object in the exhibition is a matchstick model of Sydney Town Hall that made in 2006 by a fellow called Norm Grundy, who began making models with matchsticks about 60 years ago. And since then, he's created models of Sydney's iconic sandstone buildings. So he's done St. Mary's Cathedral, St. Andrew's Cathedral, and Sydney Town Hall. Most recently, he's done the Opera House, but we have on display the model he made of Sydney Town Hall. And it took him over 1,400 hours to make over 3 years.
Jeez.
So what a passion.
Yeah, exactly.
And when I went to visit him in his home, he showed me how he actually assembled the work. He used he couldn't find good quality matches after the Redhead factory closed in Australia.
Oh, it is hard to get a good match these days.
Well, he found them in Sweden, and a Swedish company actually sent him free of charge enough matchsticks to make endless models. And to colour them, he soaks them in tea to get that rich honey colour that the Sydney sandstone buildings have.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. How often are you sort of finding something new that's being presented to the collection there at Customs House? So, like, sort of people are discovering it in the shed out the back or something like that. How often is there sort of a new bit of history that makes its way towards you?
Very frequently. One of our current acquisitions that we're negotiating is a coffin from the burial ground that existed before Sydney Town Hall was built on the site at Druitt, you know, on the corner of George and Druitt Street. And during an excavation for the construction of Sydney Square between St Andrew's Cathedral and Sydney Town Hall, a number of vaults were uncovered and some coffins containing human remains, which have gone to the university. But this particular coffin had been out at Old Government House on display, and we're in the process of acquiring that because we have a number of relics that have been recovered from the old Sydney burial ground.
This is great stuff. You're a regular Indiana Jones, you are, Margaret Betteridge. Explore that rich and varied collection that documents and celebrates our history. So that's happening there at Town Hall, and I imagine sort of every day of the year is a time of the year to go and check everything that's happening there at Customs House in Circular Quay.
Yes, the exhibition's on display at Sydney Town Hall near the one-stop shop, and Customs House has a regular program of changing exhibitions as well.
And I will put links to that up on the 2SER website. I appreciate you getting up early this morning to have a chat with us, Margaret Betteridge.
Thank you very much.